This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Podcast 185, When Words Aren't Enough. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And I want to thank our sponsors, Media Angels, and you can find more information at mediaangels.com. Well, today, ironically, on a podcast using words, I'm going to discuss nonverbal communication. Yeah, I know. But in this day and age of graphics and emojis, it is so amazing that sometimes, you know, these little graphics depict so much of what we feel, more so than we ever could convey with words. And there are times when words are just inadequate, and that is what I want to talk to you about today. You know, there are some times that come to mind hit home right now when someone dies or when we try to explain a tragedy or even when we're discussing faith or expressing love for someone. You know, we can say I love you, but it doesn't really, share the depth that's in our heart. If we're trying to discuss faith and, you know, your relationship with Jesus or the first time you gave your life to him in some intangible way, when we're trying to express that to others, it just, you know, doesn't seem to come through well. So, you know, there are some things that defy words, and I'm going to discuss some of those today. But when we use words to describe those kinds of events, we often fall short. And, you know, there are other ways people use nonverbal communication, and it's important to share that with our children because sometimes, especially as homeschoolers, we're not around a lot of negative things, which is good, because my kids would sometimes ask me what hand gestures meant that were not appropriate. And I used to thank God that we homeschooled, so I just would say, you know, it's not appropriate and we don't discuss that. But it's amazing when we go places and, for example, the doctor's office where the kids would be shown a graphic if they didn't feel well or they had an earache. And it would be, a little handheld thing that had pictures. And then later on, they actually put these on the wall. But I remember when they had just little handheld things that they used to show the kids with a smiley face or a frown, or it would have like pain 1 through 10. And so, you know, with this picture pain graphic at the doctor's office to show pain or explain their level of pain, it was amazing because it would evoke all kinds of feelings. And this is really a truth that sometimes a picture is better, you know, than words. Stephen Curtis Chapman sings a song, and I've got a link on the show notes at Vintage Homeschool Moms Podcast 185 that is really awesome. And, you know, he sings about that. You know, what are the ways that we don't use words to convey meaning? You know, and the first is gestures, like sign language, thumbs up, you know, we know exactly what that means. A hug or a kiss, you know, people can definitely know what that means. The third that's a little bit less obvious, and that's body language. It's subtle, but so telling. I had a class in college where a psychology professor discussed different body languages that people used, and it was amazing because, you know, I started really looking at that, and I could read people, you know, like if someone, for example, is crossing their arms when you're talking to them, or someone raises an eyebrow, or there's widening of eyes, you know what they're thinking, you know, without them having to say things. Graphics, you know, we see this all over social media. And a lot of times those graphics can evoke more emotion than if they were actually talking about it. And then, of course, the emojis that we send via text message or on social media, and music. Music is amazing. It can evoke all kinds of emotion. And I did not grow up in a musical family. None of us played musical instruments, but I always wanted my children to play musical instruments. And as my two older kids say, or maybe it was the middle kids, they always said they flunked Miss Betsy, who was their piano teacher. She was very nice and she brought candy, but she didn't have a whole lot of patience with kids. And my kids, while they practiced, just didn't have that musical ability that a lot of kids did. And so, you know, but we all love music. And I think we love it so much because we can't play it. You know, some of us can sing. Definitely singing in church, but that's the kind of thing, it just evokes so much more than we could possibly say with words. And I also think that's why cards are so, greeting cards are so amazing, because they can convey a thought. You know, sometimes with very few words and mostly with pictures, you know, because that's typically what attracts us to those cards, are the pictures and, you know, maybe something that, that does evoke emotion. And you know, obviously the words do have some part of that. But while all these things may evoke emotion, sometimes it's better to leave it alone. And when we come back from our commercial break, I want to suggest some changes we can make in how we use nonverbal communication and improve our ability to share what is really important to us. We'll be right back.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Podcast 185, When Words Are Not Enough, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. So while I discussed many ways we can use nonverbal communication, I wanted to caution you here that sometimes it's just better to say nothing. In the case of a tragedy or death of a loved one, if you don't know how the person feels, please don't say you do. It's better to send a card or say you will pray for them. I love emojis. You know, the face with the one tear for me represented how sad I was, rather than having to explain to everyone, you know, how sad I was. But I do want to also say that while you can't always use words, or you know, words are not always able to express how you feel, we still shouldn't discount feelings. And, you know, I know there's been a lot that has been said in the negative and positive in both of those areas. But one of the things I want to show you or share with you are just some ways, especially with children, that you can help them. So drawing is one way, because I remember, you know, my kids being upset about something. And so I asked them to draw how they felt. And that was very telling. And it's not only for little kids, but it's for older kids as well. And drawing sometimes helps them express how they're feeling. And so in that way, you can help address the issue. You know, it really, really helps. And that's one of the ways that people, psychologists especially, have been able to find out if a child is really troubled by the pictures that they draw. So that would be one way. Another is to be clear when you are listening that you are listening. Standing there with a scowl on your face or arms crossed is not going to allow the person who's talking to you to have confidence that you're listening. So, you know, model that to your kids and also share that with them as well. The other is emojis. They really are a great way to share how you're feeling without words. And when you are trying to show sympathy, a hug or a kiss is really much better than talking. So much better. Take it from one who tends to overtalk things. Sometimes our kids just know we mean it when they get a hug from us. And I'm telling you that, you know, we're not an overly huggy family. I grew up in a very, very huggy, touchy-feely, big Italian family. You know, you walk in, you went immediately and kissed everyone. You know, we did a lot of cheek kissing. And but my husband's family wasn't very huggy. And so, you know, it depends on what relative it is, whether we do the hug and the kiss, you know, and it was on both cheeks, you know, truly Italian. But, you know, sometimes just getting that hug, even if it's not, I had a friend who didn't like hugs. But one time something happened and I just gave her a hug and she just melted, you know. And so sometimes, you know, just let the Holy Spirit work in your life and let you know. The other is music. I cannot tell you how soothing music has been to me when I'm upset or at loss, or you just cannot think. It's calming for my soul. I remember when my mother was in the hospital and she was dying, and I walked into a Christian bookstore because I wanted to buy something to bring to her. And when I walked in, I was, you know, pretty much accosted by the salespeople there, and I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. And they said, you know, they named a very popular Christian singer at the time, and they said, what was her first job? And I looked at these, you know, smiling faces looking at me, and I just said, I bet they worked at a Christian bookstore. Of course, I was being very sarcastic and thinking, please just go away and leave me alone. And they just erupted into claps and jumping up and down, and they said, that's right, and you won, you know, the CD that has, you know, her latest song in it, and it had a bunch of other songs. Well, that CD was really a gift from God, sarcasm notwithstanding, and I played that music CD over and over and over again. And it had all different kinds of music, and in fact, some of it I probably would never have selected on my own, but it was just balm to the soul. So music is amazing. And finally, actions do speak louder than words. If there's a situation you can't handle, it is better to get up and walk away, walk into the other room, instead of saying something you regret. God gave us words. He gave us his holy scriptures, and those are food for our soul. So as we, you know, talk about not using words, let's also remember that those amazing words that God gave us can be so helpful, and not only to ourselves, but to others. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. And you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, podcast 185. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.